From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. President Donald Trump on Friday hit back against the political firestorm that has engulfed the White House over the forced separation of children from their migrant parents. Trump met with so-called angel families who had relatives killed by illegal immigrants.
Our first duty and our highest loyalty is to the citizens of the United States. We want safety in our country. We want border security. We don't want people in our country that don't go through a process. We want people in our country based on merit.
Trump, in his remarks, also suggested those illegally in the United States commit more crimes on a statistical basis than citizens or resident aliens. However, studies have contradicted that statement. President Donald Trump said Friday that Republican lawmakers should abandon efforts to pass an immigration bill until after the midterm elections in November. On Twitter, the president said Republicans should stop wasting their time on immigration until after we elect more senators and congressmen and women in November. On Capitol Hill, South Carolina Republican Mark Sanford said that Trump's tweets hurt rather than help Republicans' chances.
It's a horrifically chilling signal that's being sent to members of the Republican caucus on what might come next in immigration, because this issue is so big and so contentious that without presidential support, I think it becomes near impossible.
Democrats are hoping that they will win enough seats in November to retake the majority in the House. They also are hoping to pick up seats in the Senate, but their prospects of gaining control there are not as bright. For more, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News.